Alexandra Detrolio. In June of 2015, Father Boniface Ramsey of St. Joseph's Church, Yorkville, sent a letter to Cardinal Sean O'Malley in which he listed the, quote, sexual abuse, harassment, and intimidation concerning then-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick that he had heard about. In an interview yesterday, Father Ramsey said that he was careful in his wording because he didn't want to spread rumors and that while he hadn't been aware of any sexual acts happening at the time, he felt McCarrick's behavior was, quote, extremely inappropriate at the least. It was the second letter he had sent regarding McCarrick's behavior, with the first being in 2000. Cardinal O'Malley, who was the head of the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, said that he had not, quote, personally received the letter. In London, a car crashed into pedestrians and cyclists near the Houses of Parliament, and while two people were taken to the hospital, officials said they don't seem to have life-threatening injuries. The driver of the car, a man in his late 20s, was arrested at the scene under suspicion of terrorism. The attack occurred in the same area where in March of 2017, a man drove into crowds at Westminster Bridge, killing four people. The man then fled his car and killed a police officer before being shot dead. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is calling for a boycott on U.S.-made electronic goods. However, as the call publicly increases trade tensions between the U.S. and Turkey, behind the scenes, U.S. and Turkish officials resume talks in order to decrease them. Erdogan's call for a boycott seems to be retaliation over the doubling of U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum and the U.S. sanctioning two Turkish ministers for holding an American pastor in detention on terror-related charges. A wildfire in Telegraph, British Columbia has destroyed a number of homes, as well as a mission church and rectory. Catholics in the Diocese of Whitehorse, Yukon, wrote a letter to Canadian bishops asking for assistance and also posted on the Canada Helps webpage asking for donations. The wildfire was started by lightning, and over the weekend it merged with another, and now the combined blaze is around 74,000 acres in size. The Apostolic Nuncio for Canada, Archbishop Luigi Bonazzi, offered his prayers and a blessing for the community. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.